We can't have a world where some people are allowed to have nuclear weapons and threaten others with them, while the potential victim of those nuclear weapons does not have the right to nuclear weapons. Now, I've said on this program before, of course, I don't speak for Iran. The Iranians might not like me saying so. But if I was the leader of Iran, I'd already have a nuclear weapon, because the United States, Britain, France, the enemies of Iran, all have nuclear weapons. And Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons, never declared, secretly held, illegally built, never inspected by the IAEA or any international agency. Why should Israel be allowed to have nuclear weapons pointed at Iran, but Iran is not allowed to have nuclear weapons to defend itself? Wasn't that the whole thesis of those who believe in nuclear weapons, that they are mutually assured destruction, that they keep the peace? That's the talking points of the NATO talking heads. Well, if that was true for the NATO and Warsaw Pact standoff, presumably it's also true between Israel and Iran.